John Decker, White House, our own White House correspondent. He, by the way, I didn't know this. He was he's pretty well known down at D.C. I mean, he knows what's going on. And, of course, the president's going to go to California. It's like the old Southwest airline commercial to view the storms, want to get away, but to view the storm damage in California. But there's some storms brewing here at home in Washington. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning to you, Jack. Yeah, we got back from that trip, that one-day trip to California around midnight last night. We left around 7 o'clock in the morning, landed in California, spent about 4 hours on the ground, and then we headed back. The president did indeed see the storm damage. We saw it. I was in a helicopter as well as we flew over some of the areas impacted by that flooding that's really impacted central and northern California. And while we were out there, the president responded to this ongoing controversy regarding classified documents in his possession. He said, his words, Jack, there's no there. He committed to cooperating with the DOJ investigation. But aboard Air Force One, I asked the deputy press secretary in a briefing that she held on Air Force One whether the White House is committed to cooperating with the House Oversight Committee, and she did not make that commitment.
Interesting. And John Decker, I don't know if the president or the White House has seen that Quinnipiac poll from the other day on the number of Americans that view this as kind of serious and inappropriate, whether or not it rises to any charges. I mean, you know, that could be still true with Donald Trump, but we don't know. But I appreciate it. John Decker, of course, has a great background, formerly White House correspondent for Fox News and now nationally, and one of the only members of the White House press corps, I think, that's a member of the bar. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Appreciate it.
Get some rest.